So in this video, we are going to look at which is better, which is a better way to prompt Pika. Is it going to be either text on its own or text plus image? And in my opinion, by far and away, the better way to use Pika is to first create an image using DALL-E or Midjourney or Leonardo or AgentX, and then take that image and import it into Pika. If you start with just a text generation, then the results will be a little bit hit and miss. And to show you exactly what I mean, this is a kind of pretty solid prompt, robot boxer in futuristic boxing gym. This image here was generated with DALL-E. And you know, if you look at the image, it's a pretty kind of solid image. We have the boxing, the punch bag kind of moving around naturally. He's doing some kind of physical work here with this laser printer or whatever's going on. The lighting kind of looks good. There's a little bit of motion on his legs. Maybe the guy in the background could move a little bit more, but it looks pretty kind of solid, pretty kind of usable. And that's just from putting a very short description in alongside an image that we generated with DALL-E. However, if we try and just enter something like this, and to be fair, you know, this is using text as well, and also using some inpainting. But if, you know, here I was trying to get some variations of things like robot holding sign with text 2024, and you can see it's just failed pretty badly. Now, if I'd entered this into DALL-E and then run Pika, then it would have come out, you know, a heck of a lot better. But generally, the point I'm trying to make here is, for best results with DALL-E, start with an image that you take from Midjourney from best results with Pika, start with an image you create with DALL-E or Midjourney or one of the other tools, then import it into Pika. And when you import it into Pika, put a short scenic description. And if you need to rerun it a few times, go ahead and do that. But that is going to be the best way to use Pika. Image plus text prompt is going to be better than text prompt all on its own. So hopefully that's clear, and I'll see you guys in the next video.